In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you, mothers, ladies who come with your children. This is your name's day, Elena. God bless you and give you many years. You know, I was thinking about this and how we celebrate today Saints Constantine and Helen, and how the Church has recognized the indispensable place of women, ladies, in the life of the Church. So we not only think of Constantine and how it was through him that the age of persecution came to an end, and the Church became the center of the life of not only him and his family, but the whole empire. You are very important, so important, you as ladies, as women, in the life of your children, and in the life of your family, the life of your husband, and the life of the Church, the life of our community, the life of the whole world depends on you. It really does. How did Jesus come into the world? Did he just come out of the sky and say, oh, you know what? God said, oh, it's time that I send the Savior to the world. And did he just drop Jesus down from the sky? No. Jesus came through Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Theotokos. She had dedicated her life to the Lord. When the Lord spoke to her, she said yes. And it was because of her yes, because of her faith and obedience to God, that the Savior came to us and that we have salvation. The same thing is true for you. God blesses your families. He blesses you. And he blesses all of us through the faith and obedience of godly women. And I want to also say he blesses you. He blesses you. You know, the Theotokos, we're told, would be called the most blessed for all ages. It is a blessing to be used by God. So I want to encourage you to continue in the Lord, to trust in God no matter what happens. What was the sign that Constantine saw in his vision? Remember, he had come to the point where he was at a crossroads. Was he going to win this battle against his enemy? And if he hadn't won that battle, Constantine would not have become the emperor. But he had a vision, and in the sky he saw a sign. And the Lord said, in this sign you will conquer. And what was the sign? And that cross can hurt. It can hurt our own hearts. It is through the cross that good things happen to us, and it's through the cross that joy comes into all the world. So be faithful and take up your cross. And that is the sign of death, but that's the sign of life too, because when we put ourselves to death and say, Lord, it's not me, it's you, it's my children, it's my husband, it's the Church, it's the world. Help me to take up my cross. And then that cross will conquer. It's the cross of Jesus. He died for us, and he calls us to lay down our life and to die for him, for our families. It's not easy, but there's joy in that. There's joy in serving the Lord and in dying for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.